I want to take a minute to tell everyone about the app that helps make this show possible. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Most importantly, it's free. I always got to lead with that. If you're new to podcasting and feel a little intimidated by the whole process, Anchor doesn't charge you a dime to set up an account, so it's a great app to use while you get your feet wet. You also don't have to be an audio engineer to produce your own show. Anchor has creation tools that allow you to record and edit your own podcast right from your own phone, tablet, or computer. You can do it anywhere. You can do it in your bedroom, fit into your closet if you can, go into a garage. You don't always have to have a fancy studio to make a podcast happen. You really just need something you're passionate about and a chance to click record. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Music, Spreaker, Overcast, and many other platforms. You don't have to go log into each account and submit an RSS feed. Anchor takes care of that for you. Not only is Anchor free, but you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. I've been doing this show for 10 months, and I've already been able to quit full-time at my day job and just work part-time. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one easy-to-use place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Remember, that's Anchor, 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 like from a boat. When you're making these podcasts, the Anchor app and the Anchor website give you this ability to insert sponsored audio, you know, ads. Just like at the top of this show, figured I'd put it up front and get it over with. This one in particular, though, is not a sponsored ad. I do have to throw a shout out to my buddy and coworker, DJ Marshall. He's the one that helped me out, kind of got me started. I've wanted to do a podcast for a while, but he did one first. He's put out a couple episodes. I got to give a shout out to Poor Behavior. It's P-O-U-R. Behavior. You can also find it the same place you found this on Spotify and on Apple Music. He's a bartender as well, and his podcast is based around, you know, talking with really different interesting people you encounter while bartending. It's also got some good stories, personal anecdotes from DJ himself. You know, being in this industry for so long, we come across all kinds of different entertaining and confusing and funny moments. So definitely give Poor Behavior a listen if you haven't yet. Highly recommend it, and always will be grateful to Mr. DJ for being an influence and really helping me get the ball rolling on my own podcast. Okay, I got to start this whole thing off by telling all you guys, anybody listening, thank you. It's been a crazy 2-3 weeks putting these things together. It's a lot of hard work. It's really frustrating. Fun, but very frustrating. When I first started out doing this, I thought it was going to be easy. Oh, I could talk all day long. I know what I want to talk about. I press record and do this for hours. And then you sit down and do it, and it's hard to churn out 10 minutes without you wanting to stab your own ears out. So yeah, just again, thanks everybody for giving this a shot. I don't want to go on for hours at a time. I'm not going to be one of those long form interview knowledge podcasts. I'm hoping to, during the meat of most of my conversations, the meat of them being about 15 minutes total, I'll probably have a little couple minute intro and a couple minute conclusion at the end. So definitely don't want to take up more than 20 to 30 minutes of your time if you guys stick around even that long. So yeah, I just wanted to welcome everybody. This is the first episode, official episode of Cake and Conversation. I do have a couple, four interviews in the tank already that are going to come out at later dates. I figure the best way to go about this first one is to make it more introductory style. So the first interview is going to be with me because I'm a creative type anyway, so that counts. And it'll give you guys a little more background, a little more insight into why I'm even attempting to pull this off. So hopefully you enjoy, and we'll get the ball rolling. So some people are wondering, why am I attempting to start a podcast all of a sudden? You know, I've always been fascinated by other people's stories. What's their motivation? You know, what makes them tick? As a bartender, I meet a lot of different kind of people, all different walks of life. You know, the good, the bad, the high, the lows. We're essentially undocumented psychologists without the, or therapists, you know, without the $200 an hour pay. It would be nice though. But the main goal for the Cake and Conversation podcast is to kind of meet with local up and coming artists, musicians, some comedians, writers, chefs, you know, anybody kind of soaked in creative juices. I just wanted to be able to give them a platform they otherwise might not have to share their journeys, their goals, and their dreams. I've got a few interviews on file. And for the last few weeks, I've been doing a lot of research, you know, trying to make a lot of different connections, meet new people, send a lot of emails in order to find other interesting local Houston area creators to speak with. So far, one of the best parts of this whole process has been getting to see the nervous yet determined look in people's faces when we sit down to record. For a few of them, as it is with myself, you know, this is their first time attempting to do anything, any recording like this at all, especially talking about themselves. And if you haven't tried it before, it can be daunting. It's kind of easy for some people, you know, two people to have a conversation just naturally in the moment, nothing being recorded. But as soon as you turn the red light on, things can get a little tricky. Some people want to do take after take in hopes of sounding a little more natural. And, you know, obviously it always sounds a little more forced. You know, I can relate to that. At the end of the day, you know, what I'm searching for with this podcast and hoping to achieve is catching people in honest moments, you know, of reflection, contemplation. Where do they see themselves? You know, these are unfinished products. You know, it's going to be really unfiltered. You know, it's kind of an unedited process of recording. It's really rough and raw. It's me in a garage right now on a laptop. And when I go out and talk with people, split desserts, it's us on a phone. So it's been an interesting process. You know, Cake and Conversation, it's definitely by no means professionally produced yet. You know, it's very much grassroots, by me, for the people. You know, you can expect the audio levels to be a little unrefined at moments. You know, you're going to hear a few ums, probably some sorries along the way. But in my opinion, you know, I hope that's what sets this podcast apart, gives it character. It's kind of showing, hey, anybody can do this. I'm not some famous celebrity. I'm not going to talk about my day-to-day lives. Just, you know, here to meet new people, hear new stories. It's not going to necessarily be fluff pieces. You know, I'm not looking to dodge bullets and dodge questions. Anybody that knows me understands I'm unfiltered almost to a fault. You know, I can casually bring up any topic. I'm a big fan of the Howard Stern approach to a certain extent. You know, no matter how uncomfortable or maybe politically incorrect something can be. You know, again, the words raw, rough kind of come to mind. So the deal with the desserts kind of can talk about that. People ask me, where'd you get this idea from to sit down and share a dessert with somebody? Well, for most of my adult life, it kind of became pretty routine to grab a drink or four after work to kind of unwind. You know, everybody wants to unwind when they first get off, no matter what job they do. But the word alcoholic has got different meanings and weight for different people. People function differently. You know, some people can't function at all. Some people drink once a week. Some people drink a lot once a week. Others drink a little bit each day. It's all different. We all have our own rock bottoms and our own different ways of getting there. After hitting what I decided was my own rock bottom, I made the bold and hopefully wise choice to kind of stop drinking. I'm not going to grandstand and proclaim I'm never going to drink again because I kind of find that statement to be unreasonable, really. It also adds unnecessary pressure to myself. I mean, I try to plan long-term in most aspects of my life. But for the most part, I just kind of go with the flow, kind of live in the moment. And in this current moment, I'm a non-drinker. You know, honestly, after the last time I drank, the thought of taking a sip of vodka, you know, on the rocks gives me a weird PTSD, goosebump, nauseous feeling. And unless I'm having 10 or 12 beers, there's no point in just one or two beers anyway. So I'm not really worried about that. Since I did decide to quit cold turkey, you know, I thought about the best way to go about it. Should I avoid the bar altogether, just go straight home? But as far as, you know, the IRS is concerned, I'm a bartender. You know, I'm around drinks all the time. And more so than the drinking itself, you know, as I mentioned before, become a habit to unwind after the shift. A little bit of drinks and socialization. I figured to help scratch my itch that I'd still go to the bar after work, but instead of making vodka disappear, I would dive into a glass of milk and a chunk of chocolate cake. I'm sure it's not hard to believe that the bartender, you know, she thought I was joking. She'd already kind of grabbed the bottle of Tito's when she saw me walk through the door. But after telling her, you know, a second time with a little smirk that I was serious about the cake, you know, she obliged. She was naturally curious also as to why I didn't want my usual 3-ounce pour. So I went on to tell her how I finally decided to stop drinking, you know, after I blacked out a few nights prior. The next day after my shift, after that bar shift, I headed to a different spot to hang out. You know, pretty curious to see what kind of cake they offered, considering it was a sports bar. You know, if you've had one, you've had most of them. But after convincing the bartender that I wasn't joking, again, she placed my order, brought me a glass of milk with ice in it, which was weird to me. I've never had milk with ice. She confirmed, though, that it was her normal way to use ice with milk. You know, and rather than make fun of her, I started picking her brain a little bit. Her mother had always iced her milk, so to her it was as common as, you know, like the sky being blue. And during the conversation, I offered her some of the cake. You know, it was probably about halfway through. The thing was massive. There was no way. You know, it's meant for one person. I assumed correctly, you know, that she'd decline. Of course, she's going to say, no, no, it's okay. But I also kind of figured out maybe 7 or 8 times out of 10, about 5 minutes later, you know, they're going to come by, do a little drive-by with a spoon and take me up on the offer. And as soon as she did, as soon as they took the first bite, you know, the whole expression changes. It looks like kind of a combination of relief, satisfaction, like some weights off the shoulder almost. It's crazy how dessert has that effect on people. It was kind of at that moment I realized how, you know, genuinely happy it made people. Her guard was dropped, you know, a little bit vulnerable, 100% at ease, very relaxed. So for the rest of my visit there, you know, she kind of opened up about her personal life, sharing stories. You know, it's like we were lifelong friends. And I quickly got this idea and kind of put it together, you know, turn this into a podcast. You know, you start hanging out with somebody, you share their little favorite dessert, they get really comfortable. You can kind of learn a lot about somebody. It's crazy. Just a little cheesecake, maybe a little chocolate cake. So, you know, once I got to kind of planning this thing out, I for sure decided on 2 concrete rules that I want to try to follow. First, I don't want any of my sit downs with people to come across as an interview. You know, those feel too stuffy, kind of tight, in my opinion. I don't want it to feel like a job interview or like you're on trial. You know, I feel as though I'm pretty good at making people feel comfortable during conversation naturally. So, you know, there's going to be a few questions and answers, you know, but I'm going to do my best to blend them in, make it seem a part of just the conversation. Now, my second airtight rule, you know, I prefer to break sweet bread with up and coming creative type people specifically, not just random friends. You know, I'm not just going to interview Ed over there because he's got something to say. You know, I mean, in creative types, a pretty broad and general group as well. But, you know, like I've said before, you know, I'm searching for artists, whether that be painters, sculptors, illustrators, also musicians, including, you know, like producers, anybody who plays an instrument, even if you only sing. You know, I love comedy, stand-up comedy specifically. I've always been a big fan, always been intrigued by that. I'd love one day to just go do an open mic for 2 minutes by myself, but that's a whole nother scary thing to tackle at a different time. But all those are kind of high priority, you know, creative type, however you express yourself. You know, I'm a big fan of food. You know, cooking is one of my favorite hobbies and one of the best ways to relax. Honestly, you know, finding an up and coming chef would be amazing. Also, you know, at some point down the road, you know, if I keep the ball rolling on this, I wouldn't mind talking to aspiring local politicians, you know, before they're jaded and influenced by lobbyists. Also local athletes. You know, preferably like seniors who excelled at their sport and they're off to colleges, you know, with dreams of becoming a future superstar, you know, maybe like another Serena Williams or a Justin Verlander. And then maybe, you know, at some point, I'd hope to be lucky enough to kind of snag an actual pro, maybe with Houston area roots early on in their career, kind of see how they're handling all the responsibility and sudden fame. That's really what I'm looking to try to accomplish with this little
podcast. You know, I'm not putting any pressure on myself. It has been a lot of hard work, but it's been fun. Other than, you know, just listening to my own takes over and over and over again. You definitely do hate your own voice. But yeah, that's what we're going for. Hopefully you kind of enjoy it. I'll try to drop these at least once a week, depending. Hopefully on Mondays, just try to keep a routine going. You know, while you're on the way to work, you got some time to kill. I appreciate the support. You know, again, I want to keep these 15, 20 minutes possible. So I'll do my part, keep this thing local, help promote local people, get any, you know, getting the words out about shows or showcases, whatever somebody's got going on. If they're going to publish something soon, if somebody has a concert soon, we'll keep this all local, keep it light, keep it fun. You know, who knows what will end up happening. But, you know, again, thank you guys for listening. If you've made it this far, I appreciate that. And hopefully you'll listen again soon. Welcome to the conclusion portion of episode one of Cake and Conversation. I'm aware that this very first episode only had conversation with me, and I'm aware there was no cake involved because there's not much leftover cake or pie from Thanksgiving this past week. But yeah, this will be the conclusion portion. Every episode will kind of look back after we hear the conversation with the guest each week. I kind of like this portion the best because I'm going to try to do it as live as possible right before I actually publish each episode. So yeah, this conclusion portion will be the most live part. It's the best way to put it. Thanks again for making it this far. Probably going to keep putting these out week after week after week. See if I get any feedback. Feel free to just attack me. It's fine. Open to constructive criticism or criticism of any kind. Definitely appreciate any praise as well. So don't be scared to be sweet, just like the cheesecake or Danish you prefer. But yeah, hopefully we'll see you guys, I guess maybe this coming up Monday when I try to put out the next episode. Try to keep these on Mondays if I can help it. Just got to create some kind of balance and order. But all right, everybody, enjoy the rest of your day. Take care.